When Christmas time rolls around, everywhere you look, there's Santas. Supermarket Santa, sexy Santa, Santana Santa, Santa's everywhere on every single corner. Now all it takes is a suit, and these were all a bunch of fakes. So that year, my friends and I in my small town set out to expose the biggest fake of them all. Sun Valley Mall, Concord, California. The biggest mall in a 15-mile radius on one of the most desperate shopping days of the year. And the best time to attack. It'd been a day of surveillance and a week of planning, and now it was D-Day. Our team was in position, and me and Matt snuck our costumes into a duffel bag into the Macy's dressing room. Now, by day, Matt is a Kinko's manager, but by night, he's an unrepentant prankster, emptying gallons of bubble bath in city fountains and dressing up as an old man just to get senior citizen discounts. Right now, he's forcing himself into a green velvet suit that at 6'2 was two sizes too small, and then topping it off with a pointy little green hat to transform into Slappy, your favorite elf that you never heard of. I got a pillow stuffed into a red jumpsuit, and I make a huge, majestic mound of a beard out of shaving cream with two foamy eyebrows to go with it. We walk out the stall and take one last look in the mirror. Oh yeah, we were no longer small town idiots. We were now agents of chaos who had never looked so festive. Slappy filled his rucksack with candy because candy causes confusion. And we stood at the edge of Macy's taking in the scene. Now the mall was at the peak of Christmas frenzy. Two open floors of thousands of parents dragging exhausted children. And in the middle of it all was Santa's village, where he sat in the open under 12-foot tall candy canes. The line ran 60 deep while a photographer snapped off shots of kids on his lap for $20 a pop. Slappy nodded and we stepped forth. He started hurling candy into the air, and children broke free from their parents at full speed to grab everything we were tossing. I grabbed my big, luscious belly, and I bellowed, "Ho, ho, ho! Christmas came early this year, kids! Have you been good? Have you been bad? If you've been bad, be better!" Kids were mobbing at our feet as we moved into position into full view of two floors, facing the mall Santa, who was laughing with a fat boy in blue on his lap. I stopped in mock shock, an eyebrow already sliding downward into a crazy angle. And there's this beautiful moment where our eyes meet. This mall employee in a rental suit looking back at his shaving cream funhouse mirror version of himself. And I wink, and his mouth drops, and then I begin.
"Ho, ho, ho! Who is this, boys and girls? Why, he doesn't even look like me! This man is an imposter! Children, don't you recognize me? It's me, Santa!"
The mall traffic has been brought to a sudden halt. Santa puts his gloved hand over the fat boy's eyes.
"I brought your favorite elf, Slappy! And we came all the way from the North Pole to give you candy and presents!"
Slappy made it rain fistfuls into the winter village. Now some parents are laughing, but other parents are exploding, and a soccer mom keeps screaming, "Shut up! Oh my God, shut up! Get out of here! God, please shut your mouth!" Upstairs, our lookout team is nodding towards security, who are fumbling for their walkie-talkies. And on cue, our team member dressed as Jesus bursts out from the confused crowd, yelling,
"You're both imposters! You're nothing but a make-believe fairy tale! This day is about Jesus!"
And I rear up, throw my little hands back, and hit him with my pillow gut, saying,
"No! This day is about me!"
And he yells, "Jesus!" And I say, "Santa!" And he says, "Jesus!" And I realize that I haven't been arrested yet. Now, we had assumed that none of this would actually get this far, and my plan was to get handcuffed in front of Santa's village and then get marched to the station, where I was then going to insist I was actually Santa Claus for 24 hours, just like the movie Miracle on 34th Street. But our second floor lookout, was jetting his thumb to the exit, and it occurred to me, we could actually get away with this. I say to Slappy, let's make a run for it. And with one last pillow gut push to Jesus, we break through the crowd at full speed, and I'm yelling, Serna's got a lot of presents to give out, kiddies! Come on, move! Move! While shaving cream is flying in chunks behind me. We duck into the video arcade and hide behind a Mortal Kombat console. As security storms past, screaming in walkie-talkies. We snuck our way into the arcade bathroom, and I'm stripping from the outfit, washing mounds of shaving cream off, when suddenly, the door opens. And it's a little boy, staring, mouth agape, at a 6'2" elf in a green velvet suit and a sweating man with half a beard hanging from his chin. And the boy says, whoa, are you Santa? My foam eyebrow finally falls on the floor. I wink and say,
thank you so much, Jamie DeWolf. Now, there is something wrong with that man. No, Jamie, you are not invited to the family holiday party this year. Thank you very much. The piece was produced by Jamie DeWolf with sound design by Renzo Gorio.